So those moments were from some of you. So thank you for creating those moments for your people, for really helping to architect and provide this incredible experience that is made up of all of these different moments. And so that's what we're gonna focus and talk about, how we can really do that and help to elevate the employee experience for all of our people. And so as we start, everyone close their eyes. Think of a career highlight. Okay, something that could have been 2 weeks ago, could have been 2 years ago. You can open your eyes now. If you think about that moment, it was probably something that has elevated importance. It was something that, a moment of pride, maybe a moment of connection to your colleagues, to a customer, to your company. And likely it was something that gave you a point of insight or reflection. And if you think about that moment, and again, especially if it was a long time ago, and you still have that emotional connection, think about that, what that did for you and your experience with your employer. When we think about that opportunity and the opportunity to create those incredible moments that help draw us, our company, closer to all of our people and really bring together around a common sense of purpose. And so when we think about this opportunity, and we're gonna unpack what this could look like and how we can help you elevate these different types of moments to create hyper-personalized experiences for all of your people. To walk you through, I'm gonna take a few people, they probably work for your company, and just explain how this might work for them. So this is Jane. She is getting ready to start a new job. She's very nervous about that. Is she going to like her new colleagues? Is she going to like her manager? What is she going to do about her daughter's school drop-off? So she's nervous. And 28% of people do not turn up for their first day of work after they've accepted the offer. 28%. That's a huge percentage of people. And think about all of the time and money invested in bringing them onto the organization. So the opportunity to get people to turn up, and 90% of people decide whether to stay or go within the first 90 days. So if you think about the importance of the moments from time of contract up until starting and that first 90 days, there's an incredible opportunity to connect in those moments. Now meet Miranda. Miranda has been working at her company for 5 years, and she is expecting her first child. She's incredibly nervous, doesn't know how to enroll in private insurance. She remembers there was something in her onboarding about that, but that was 5 years ago when it didn't matter to her. Did you know that 58% of employees are unaware of benefits offered, and 30% of benefits actually go unused? So the money and the time and the effort of providing benefits for your people do not have the intended impact. Now meet Adam. Adam works on a shop floor, and unfortunately, Adam just lost his father. He can't even think about work because he has so much grief and doesn't know how to process that. So he has opportunities to get counseling services, but he's never been aware of them. And only 8% of people actually tap into counseling services that are available to them. So for Adam, the right message at the right time delivered to him could really help him perform much better and feel better connected to his company. So what do Jane, Miranda, and Adam all have in common? At one moment, they did receive a communication with information they absolutely needed, but it was in the wrong moment, in the wrong way, and so it never actually got to them. And so if you think about, how many times have you said, oh, well, we sent an email. Did you get it? Well, have we thought that perhaps someone like Adam doesn't have an email address? That is not how we can reach people on the shop floor. And did we think that perhaps that email wasn't targeted to the right group, wasn't delivered in the right way, or wasn't in a way that could provide signal through the noise in all of our busy lives? So if you think about the types of things we're doing at work to connect with our people, and you step back and you think of, what are the experiences that I'm getting in my consumer life? How are people the Nikes of the world? Or what am I getting from Selfridges? What do those things look and feel like? And think about how they're very personalized to me. For those of you who are sell to consumers, have consumer businesses, think about what your marketing team is doing for your customers. I love to use the example of Amazon. Think about how Amazon has just completely transformed our experience as consumers and how we buy things. So for me, everything I do is basically Amazon. I know when something's going to arrive in the morning. I get reminded that my youngest son, Conrad, has a birthday. I get birthday recommendations for gifts. And Amazon meets me where I am. In my mobile app when I'm on the go, desktop during the day, and Alexa when I'm in my kitchen with my family in the evening. And so Amazon has figured out how to provide us with the right information at exactly the right moment we need it in the right digital place so that I can take action and that I am continue to be connected and carried through my experience. So this is the opportunity that we all have. We can take the lessons from the consumer experience and bring them to the employee experience and think about those hyper-personalized experiences in all of those moments that matter. So let's see what would happen with some of our people. So we go back to Jane. Jane has an opportunity as soon as she signs her offer letter to get, let's call it a drip campaign, some journey. First, she gets a welcome note from her manager. Then she gets something from her CEO talking about the mission, vision, and values. Then she gets something about what her first month is going to look like. And so she has something that she's getting from her company in the garden leave period where she has and feels very, very connected. So she turns up on the first day. She's not part of the 28% that does not come. She not only turns up on day one, she is even more excited to join the company, feels even more connected, and then does the last piece. She posts on LinkedIn how excited she is about joining this new company. So the power of the moment to provide this experience for Jane and protect the investment that the company has made in her talent acquisition. Now let's look at Adam. When Adam applies for a bereavement leave, we can trigger another type of journey. His manager knows that he needs to take this time. He is also given in his mobile app where he can check his payslip. He can see that he has some benefits where he can get some counseling. And he's given that notice right when he needs it. And so he can get some of those counseling services, take the time he needs, and come back ready to work and even feeling more connected to the company because they took care of him at a very important time for him when he needed time for his with his family. And now take Miranda. When Miranda needs to go out on her maternity leave, she's also triggered a series of information about the leave policies, how to enroll her daughter in private insurance when the time comes, as well as information about KIT benefits and when to start engaging and coming back. So this moment in her personal life that is incredibly important and powerful, she knows that her employer is supporting her in this very important time. So she has peace of mind that she can come back and be a fully engaged employee. That is the power of the moment. So when we think about the power that we all have as leaders in communication, IT, and HR, think about the power of every communication, every message, every touch point you have with your people is an opportunity to create an elevated moment, an elevated experience that can help connect them more closely to your company. And we can think about these journeys that our people have. If we think now about what we're doing with our communication strategies, with our employee experience, it's a lot about us pushing down to our people what we want them to know. Here's our corporate strategy, here's our benefits right now, here are pieces about our culture and connection, but it's all coming from us and our timing. There's a really interesting opportunity to flip the script and look at those individual moments for every one of our people and connect with them in those moments that matter to them to give them exactly what they need to provide that elevated experience. And so we're super excited to unveil a new part of our product called Journeys to help you do exactly this. So Cheryl Chavez, who is our Chief Product Officer, is going to come up and explain how we can help you create and design these journeys to give your people exactly what they need in all of those moments that matter to them and matter to the company. And I talked about the consumer experience world. I love that there's no better person on the planet to be building this product than Cheryl. So Cheryl originally built Marketo, the leader in marketing automation, and really led the customer experience platform movement, and then was chief product officer at another company leading in the consumer experience. So she brings all of that expertise from designing personalized consumer experiences to the employee experiences. Cheryl.
All right, Nicole always embarrasses me, so I'm probably red at this point. But anyways, nice to be here today and to meet everybody. So as Nicole mentioned, I'm gonna walk through some really cool things that we've been working on as a product organization at First Up. But the first thing that I wanted to make note of here is that Nicole really set up the stage for what I'm going to walk you through. So she introduced three employees and their personalized journey. And what we're working on at First Up is a way for all of you to operationalize that and automate and scale your organizations. So I'm going to get into a demo, but I'm going to first introduce a couple of new folks to you. So first we're going to bring Jane back. And Jane is an employee that is just getting started. And she is nervous. She is wondering, does anyone know I'm starting? She's asking herself, how do I get set up? Is my laptop gonna show up on time? Where do I check in? And all the things that we think about when we start a new job. And so we're gonna be creating an experience that's gonna help Jane feel much more connected to her organization. And so we're gonna talk about journeys. And journeys is a way to take a series of communications and bring those together to create a personalized experience for your employees. They're gonna receive messages that are relevant to them because the journey is built with them in mind. It's built with understanding who they are and how they work and what's important to them because we have information about that particular employee. And this will help them feel a stronger sense of belonging to the company right when they get started. So I'm going to introduce Diane. So Diane is a communication manager at a manufacturing company. And over the last year, she's seen low engagement scores from new hires who are joining the organization. But Diane's been tasked with improving this engagement score. And she's going to do that by using First Up Journeys. She's going to send a series of personalized communications during the welcome stage so that she can get connected with these new employees and make them feel more connected to the company. Okay, so now we're gonna take a look at what we've been working on here at First Up. So through the lens of Diane. So Diane's gonna log into First Up and she's gonna see a new area in the product called Journeys that's right underneath campaigns. So you may be asking yourself, okay, what's really the difference between a campaign and a journey? So for those of you that use First Up on a daily basis, you know that a campaign is to send a single piece of communication out to either an audience or a topic. Journeys really takes that to the next level, and it allows you to create an automated set of messages that are all connected together that create that personalized experience for the employee. So Diane's all in and she's ready to go. So she's gonna click on Create, and she's gonna be met with a set of templates. So we are delivering a set of pre-built templates in the product that are based on all the different moments that matter in the employee's life cycle. So we have things from the welcome new hire to pre-boarding to parental leave or bereavement or any of the things that you can think about that an employee may experience during their time with your organization. We're also going to be offering a basic canvas or starting from scratch because there's so many unexpected journeys that we may encounter throughout an employee's life cycle, and we want to be able to create journeys that can actually meet those employees wherever they are and with whatever they need. But Diane's going to click on the Welcome New Hire journey, and she's going to see a very basic setup here. She's going to see a start journey, a little bit of communication, a delay, and so on. But the first thing that she needs to do is say, okay, how do I get people and employees into this journey? So she clicks on Start Journey, and now she's going to be able to configure what is the trigger that is going to allow an employee to enter into the journey. And so we'll be offering a number of different triggers, but if you think about it, that'll be a start date, right? But it could be a promotion date, or it could be any other date or any other behavior that occurs that would allow you to say, I want that employee to enter into a journey. So she's gonna select that the trigger is the start date is today. So think about the system wakes up every morning and says, okay, who's starting today? We need to make sure that we are sending them the welcome email message. The data will be pulled directly from your HR system. But remember, the system's always on and listening, so employees will go through the journey at their own pace. Okay, so next up, she's gonna build her audience. So now she's going to say, all right, any employee who starts today, but this particular journey is going to be for full-time employees. So she's able to enter in full-time, and then she's able to find a audience that she had previously created in the audience builder within First Up. So she can create an audience based on any attribute that we capture on the employee record. So anything that you can imagine, any attribute, and we'll also be extending that out to behavioral data. So you'd be able to create a journey that is based on either activity that a person has done, or maybe even better, maybe it's that they haven't done something that they need to do. So what's up next? Now Diane is going to build out the communications in the journey. So to do so, she's going to access an asset library where she can put pre-built content. So any content that's been created can get loaded into First Up and then selected for use in the journey. So she's going to select the Welcome New Hire communication. She's going to add that in. She can also edit that communication directly here. And then she's going to set up what are the different delivery options for this piece of communication. So here you can see all the different channels, email, push notifications, and assistant. She can set all of that up. She's going to select all those channels. And then she's going to continue to build the journey by adding the communication that provides the history of the company so new employees like Jane can get better connected to the mission. So now we have the welcome new hire and we've got the history of the business. So now she's going to further customize the journey. And she's going to pick from a different set of options here, a delay or a decision. So she's going to set the delay to 3 days. So now what we're basically saying is that there's going to be a communication, we're going to wait 3 days, and then we're going to send the next communication out to the employee, and then we're going to wait 3 more days. Now, Diane actually says to herself, okay, well, wait a minute. I've got a group of people that are in the EU, and we have some that are elsewhere. We need to send some regional messages out to the folks in the EU. So now she's going to pick a decision, and she's going to be able to split her audience. So now she's able to say, I want to send different communications to people in the EU, and then everyone else will get the basic set of comms. So she can now set that her target is the EU employees. And now we can see that we've got the folks who are not in the EU, well, their journey is going to end right now, but now we're going to go ahead and add more communications for the folks in the EU. But before we do that, Jane wants to also ensure that she's sending the message, excuse me, Diane wants to ensure she's sending the message at the right time to that employee and in the right channel where they're going to be most engaged with the business. So we're going to allow her to configure engagement boost here. And so when she does that now, we can specify that the engagement boost is going to send all three of those communications at the right time and to the right channel. So now she takes a look at her journey. So we've got a number of communications. We also have a decision where three new communications are going to go to the EU employees. And she says, OK, this looks great. So now she's going to hit publish. And voila, now the system is live and listening and ready to act on any employees whose start date is today. OK, so now we're going to bring Jane back into the picture, because Jane is going to be on the receiving end of this set of communications and this journey. So Jane's looking pretty happy. She got on her first day the welcome to the team. And on her second day, she got the core values and a live video from the CEO. And then she got information about her benefits enrollment. So the journey has achieved what its goal was, which was to create a highly engaged and happy employee. So next, let's bring Diane back. So Diane is the one who actually created the journey and who was tasked with creating and building the journey in the hope of driving engagement up in the organization. So now Diane is going to take a look and see, well, let me see how my journey is performing. So she can go in, and this is an overlay graphic of analytics on top of the journey. So now she can see how are the communications individually performing, how many have been delivered and received, and who's engaging with those. She can also see the results of her engagement boost to see is that working and are people getting the communications on time. And that gives her a really good pulse on how well the journey is performing. Next up, she can take a look at all the different members of the journey. So who's in the journey? What have they received? What are they receiving next? Because this is really giving her that confidence that the system is doing exactly what she set it up to do. Now, last of all, remember, Diane was trying to increase her engagement up by about 35%. So let's fast forward now a couple of weeks. And now she's got this journey that's been running over time, and she wants to understand, okay, have I made any progress on increasing that engagement? So now she can take a look, and she can see that there's been a 76% increase in the completion of onboarding tasks. That's a big win for Diane, because people weren't actually getting the information they needed. 60% fewer questions, which means that all the communications are taking people to the right information and giving them everything they need to be successful in their new roles. And then engagement was up by 45%, meaning that all of the communications are engaging to these employees, they're meeting the employee where they're best going to engage, and that's creating a really great experience for the employees. So this is great news for Diane, because now she can go back to her management team and show all the wonderful results of using First Step Journeys. All right, so that's a quick overview of journeys. I hope everyone is as excited about this as I am. Keep in mind that, you know, we've got some people here from the product team who can talk about journeys in more detail with everybody. But you know, some of our key benefits are we can launch campaigns faster now, we can automate, we can scale, we can improve personalization and employee engagement by making sure that we're meeting these employees at all of these moments that matter in the employee journey throughout their time with your organization. So thank you very much. I'm turning it back over to Nicole.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. So if you think about that opportunity and the opportunity to connect in all of these moments that matter with the person in a hyper-personalized way with exactly what they need, and that is, it's a transformation. So yes, we have a new product. It's not only about the product. It's what we're able to help you provide to your people and to your company. And so when we think about the future of the employee experience, the future of work, there will be winners and losers. And the winners will be the ones who embrace this, who embrace being able to deliver these hyper-personalized employee experiences and connect with our people just like we're connected in our consumer life. And for those companies who don't, the cost is quite high. So Gallup estimates that 30%, on any given day, 30% of people are disengaged. Okay, 60% are engaged. Even if you say a disengaged employee costs us £1,500, whether that's a lack of productivity, whether they attrit at a higher rate, if you have 20,000 employees, that's £23 million per year that you're losing, that you're wasting. And so think of the opportunity to help drive those types of savings and be able to take that to your CFO and your CEO to say, here's how we're really helping the bottom line. And we've all said it in different ways, but we do know that when employees have great communication, great experiences, they really do understand the connection to their work and how they are part of something bigger than them, they do have higher engagement scores, which does lead to higher productivity, which does lead to people staying longer and being just better employees. And so I know sometimes people think, well, it's kind of hard to draw the line, or it's a little bit soft. We want to help you connect those dots and help you make this case. And so when we think about, can we really make the connection between communication and an increase in engagement, and let's call it a decrease in attrition. So one of the things that we've done ourselves with our data and some other customers that we're starting to work with, if you think about your annual survey, whether it's Qualtrics or some other survey, there's an engagement type of survey, and we can correlate with those different cohorts, the responses from the engagement survey with some of the cohorts in FirstUp, and to be able to connect the dots between the type of engagement with your communication, with your content, no surprise, there's a very strong correlation between that engagement that people are reporting in that survey. But if you think about the survey, a survey is something that I like to think of it as is the rearview mirror. You're looking back. You're answering questions of something that's already happened. But what about the opportunity to have a windshield view and look forward and say, could I look at my engagement with my communication as a proxy for my employee engagement? And what can that tell me about employees who might be at risk of attrition? So we've also done some really interesting work with some machine learning models and predictive analytics to help connect these dots and help give you a windshield forward-looking view into any employees who might be at risk. So you can then take these insights and intervene to drive action to a better outcome. If you know that someone is beginning to be disengaged, a cohort of people, a certain factory, a part of the world, or someone under a certain manager, you can then go and work with that manager or have the manager do stay interviews. Perhaps people need to be re-onboarded and be delivered a journey there. So there are so many things when we think about the opportunity to take these insights, the insights that we're getting from communication engagement, and connect the dots to your employee engagement and what that means from a performance and productivity and ultimately retention standpoint. So this is the opportunity to go and say, I can help drive the bottom line of our business. And that is something that every CFO and CEO will be delighted to be able to help drive. We all know that employees are our business. It is about putting our people first. That's where we got our name, FirstUp, putting your people first to lift companies up. And so I'm just so excited about our opportunity together. I think that the future of work is here, and we have such an important opportunity, and I'd say even obligation, to give every one of our people a hyper-personalized experience that makes them feel connected to the meaning and the purpose of their work, and give them these exceptional moments that matter to them from the moment they decide to work for you all the way through to their retirement. And so that's what we're gonna talk more about today, help you dive into the art of the possible. And my hope for all of you for the day is that, one, you leave with a piece of inspiration and something tangible. So I want every person to be able to take at least one tangible thing back to your organization to help drive change. And then, of course, I'd like for everyone to meet at least one new person that they can be a part of their network, they can learn from. This is part of what we all love to do at First Up. We are the innovators, we are the leaders, we're driving change in our organization, and we can elevate that and increase our impact when we all do that together. So thank you.